Good morning. I greet you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Clarence William Page of Trinity Baptist Church, High Point, North Carolina, and the Light to Guide Our Feet Ministry. I thank the Lord for your being present with me for this wonderful worship service. And I pray that you are immensely blessed this day. I call your attention to Matthew chapter 6 in the New Testament. In the New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6. And in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 6, let the reading begin at verse 1. Matthew chapter 6, beginning reading at verse 1. Take heed that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. Let us now pray our worship prayer, which is right along the lines of the scripture that has been read in this service. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. My friends, I would like to take just a few minutes to discuss the topic, praying the will of God. Praying the will of God. It is apparent and very clear that the Holy Bible presents us with examples of many kinds of prayers and many styles of prayer. Also, examples of many people praying. And so, we can perhaps learn to choose the best process of prayer for any given circumstance. Here in Matthew chapter 6, the Lord Jesus gives what has come to be known as the Lord's Prayer. The prayer that I think is perhaps the greatest or one of the greatest prayers. But people prayed before Jesus came in the flesh. They prayed really throughout the Bible. We see that David in the book of Psalms prayed many prayers. As a matter of fact, the Bible takes specific note of the fact that David had been praying. And when we turn to Psalm number 72, we see in Psalm number 72 a reference to, with specificity, to the prayers of David. As a matter of fact, in Psalm 72, verse 20, the following scripture is found. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. That's Psalm 72, verse 20, which says, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. And so it is with specificity that the Psalms tell us that David used prayer. He prayed often. And when you read the Psalms, you will see that David appealed to God many times for many things. And he acknowledged God's responses to him and what God had done for him. God is a prayer-answering God. He is a prayer-answering God. He is a wonderful God. He is a merciful God. He is a kind God. He is the great God. We see in Exodus chapter 15, when God had delivered the children of Israel out of their bondage and brought them through the Red Sea, we see in Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, they were amazed at what God had done. They were amazed at what God had done. And so in Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, we read the following. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? And so they saw what God could do. He had responded to their situation. He told Moses what to do. Apparently, it is insinuated that Moses had to ask him, and he told Moses what to do, and Moses did it, and the solution was applied. And they were amazed. And so in Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, in their singing and praising to God, they ask in verse 11 of Exodus chapter 15, Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? They ask that question. They are amazed. They are astounded. They are startled at what God has done. And thus they ask, Who is like unto thee? We also see examples of God saying to his people that because of their sins, he won't hear them. There are some people who seem to feel that, well, God has to hear me because he's God, and when I pray to him, he has to do what I want done. But God says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15, as he has outlined and enumerated and specifically complained to his people about their sins and sinning against him, in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15, the Lord says, And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. So God says to them in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15, And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. We need to be very careful about how we conduct ourselves. Not just the individual, but nations. God watches what people do. He watches what individuals do. He watches what groups do. He watches what nations do. He watches what confederations do when nations get together. Nothing escapes his knowledge, but he can decide to not hear in a way that he's going to respond. And so he says in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15, And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 15. We have numerous examples, as I said, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. Let's take a look at Mark chapter 12 in the New Testament. Mark chapter 12, verse 40 in the New Testament. Mark chapter 12, verse 40. And actually, we should start reading at verse 38 through 40. Mark chapter 12, verses 38 through 40. And he said unto them in his doctrine, beware of the scribes, which love to go in long clothing, and love salutations in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost rooms at feasts, which devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, these shall receive greater damnation. And so God is really unpleased or displeased by pretenses. He doesn't want pretense. We see in Mark chapter 2, verse 37, the example of a woman who had been praying and fasting very, very much. In Luke chapter 2, verse 36. Luke chapter 2, verse 36 and 37. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And so here we have the example of a person of God who served God with prayers night and day. And we certainly should pray and pray often, and pray in a way that the Lord will hear us and make sure that we conduct ourselves in a way that the Lord will not hide his face from us. We see Jesus praying in the mountain in Matthew chapter 14, verse 23. He went to pray alone in the mountain. So we see people praying in various places. Some people praying together. Some people praying alone. So in Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, we see Jesus going into the mountain, up in the mountain to pray. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 23, we read the following. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. So Jesus went up into the mountain alone. And we should always remember, God hears us. We don't have to be at church to pray. We don't have to be with someone else. We can pray with others, and the Bible does talk about when two or three are gathered together, but we can pray alone. Jesus went up into the mountain to pray alone, and that is a mode of prayer. We see in Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 39, we see Jesus praying just before his crucifixion. This is a crisis prayer, I would say. Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 39. Let's read that. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Let's read that verse once again. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. This is very instructive. He is in crisis. He has a mission that God has given him. He is sorrowful. And he appeals to God, but he doesn't appeal to God against the will of God. As a minister, I've come to believe that the consideration of the will of God in our prayers is absolutely necessary. There are times when I've prayed just the will of God. Father, let your will be done. I acknowledge that that could be a dangerous prayer because there's no telling what the will of God is. But faith, I believe, a person of strong faith would be willing to pray, Thy will be done. And as a matter of fact, that's what was taught in the Lord's Prayer when Jesus taught us to pray. In the Lord's Prayer, every time we pray it, we pray and ask that God's will be done. We ask other things also, but we pray and ask that God's will be done. And we must understand that God's will is superior to our will. He knows everything about everything. We don't even know enough about many things that we pray about. And so it is important that God's will be done. But the question that a weak person in faith, a person who's weak in faith, would have the question, well, I don't know because I don't know what God's will is, and I'm not sure that I can trust God. That's what you're really saying. When we are not willing to pray the will of God, we really are not sure that we can trust God to do the best in the situation. I've come to believe that I can trust God to do the best in every situation because He is a merciful and kind God. He is holy. He is righteous. He's the righteous judge. He knows everything. And so I've come to believe that His will is better than my will. I've come to believe that in the long run, I'm better off with His will being done than my will being done. My will might be selfish. It might be prideful. It might be short-sighted. It might be ignorant. But God cannot be ignorant. God is perfect. And so there are times when I pray, Thy will be done. And let that be the prayer. Not knowing what God is going to do, but knowing that I can trust Him. I might not know what He's going to do, but I do know that I can trust Him. And that's very important. Can you trust God enough to say, Thy will be done? Can you trust Him? Now, the Bible doesn't indicate that that's the only prayer that we should pray. That's not the only prayer that Jesus prayed. As a matter of fact, just before he left planet Earth, he prayed for his disciples. And he didn't say, just your will be done. He prayed a prayer. And let's see that prayer. As a matter of fact, we can end our session with that prayer. John chapter 17. We call it his high priestly prayer. So let's look what Jesus, how he prayed in John chapter 17, the gospel according to John chapter 17. Beginning reading at verse 1, let's read this wonderful prayer. These words spake Jesus. Now I'm starting at verse 1. John chapter 17, beginning reading at verse 1. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Verse 26 of John chapter 17. Once again, verse 26, the final verse of John chapter 17. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Thus I read in your hearing the Gospel of John chapter 17, verses 1 through 26, the wonderful high priestly prayer of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, I have with you discussed a number of factors concerning prayer, and I have mentioned that there is also a way where we can pray just God's will. I think it requires a lot of faith, but I trust God. And so Jesus here could have said about his disciples, thy will be done, and just let it be, but he didn't. He was specific with what he wanted. And so were I to say, well, just pray God's will be done all the time, I think I would be in error, because the prayers of Jesus were not always God's will be done. But he did not pray outside of God's will, meaning that even when he asked for things, even when he was about to be crucified, when he was in the garden, he said, no, not my will, but thine be done. He told the Lord what he wanted. He told the Father what he wanted, but he also was very, very careful to make sure that the Father's will was the will that needed to be done. And in our lives, we must always remember that the will of God is the most important will. So one may pray at one time, thy will be done, and that's the prayer, and that's faith, I think. But it is not wrong to pray with specificity about the many things that we want, but I believe that wisdom will lead us to the example that Jesus gave in the garden. When we give our petitions to God, we need to have enough faith to say, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. That's the faith I believe a saint should aspire to. And it's no telling what God's will is now. Sometimes I think that can be a dangerous prayer from our estimation, but God knows more than we know. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for this discussion on prayer. And help us, Lord, in Jesus' name, to have the faith to pray, thy will be done, with sincerity and meaning it, while at the same time presenting to you those things that we think are better for us, but not better than your will, but better than our situations. I bless your name and praise your name and shout hallelujah. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen. Friends, let us look unto the Lord and be dismissed. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.